the donate button. Okay, stay tuned for Pathways.
Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Feed to the Fire campaign and protest on Friday, April 27th at 10 a.m. at the Multnomah County Courthouse in Portland. The monthly Feed to the Fire campaign is part of a national campaign started by Protect Our Stolen Treasures to hold district attorneys accountable for protecting us against police violence and hate crimes. Again, that's Feed to the Fire campaign and protest on Friday, April 27th at 10 a.m. at Multnomah County Courthouse, 1021 Southwest 4th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Divination Foundation, dedicated to helping people and organizations make better decisions with modern online and app versions of the I Ching, the book Great Decisions, Perfect Timing, and Pathways podcasts, all featured at divination.com. That's spelled divination.com.
Hello and welcome to a special pledge drive version of the Pathways interview program, the show where you are invited to join me with a visit with leaders in personal and cultural transformation. This is your host, Paul O'Brien. On our show today, we have lots of thank you gifts to offer those who pledge to KBOO via the website at kboo.fm or by phone. Today we're going to talk about alternative consciousness or holistic education centers around the world. And we're going to be visiting with Peter Moore, one of the founding members of the Breitenbusch community. He's currently the business director at the Breitenbusch community. He was born in Oregon City, graduated from San Francisco State University, and traveled throughout Europe and Asia as a musician and seeker from 1973 through 1977. Now, as I said, Peter is the business director of Breitenbusch, and Breitenbusch Retreat and Conference Center itself is a worker-owned cooperative and intentional community on 154 acres of wildlife sanctuary in the Willamette National Forest of the Oregon Cascades. It's about a two-hour drive from Portland. Their mission is to provide an intentional community on these acres and a safe and potent environment where people can renew and evolve in ways they never imagined. They offer natural hot springs, pools, tiled tubs and steam sauna, organic vegetarian cuisine, and cabins with geothermal heat, as well as camping in summer, workshops, conferences and celebrations, daily well-being programs like yoga, meditation and massage, a historic lodge with spacious decks, and ancient forest trails. Hi, Peter, and welcome to the Pathways program.
It's good to be back.
This is fantastic to have you here because it's always so good to talk about community and the various different shapes it can take and functions it can do. And here you are, the business director of an intentional community that's organized like a co-op.
Yeah, as a co-op, not like one.
How long have you been with Breitenbusch?
I got there in the spring of 1978, so it's pushing into 33, 34 years.
Uh-huh. And that's almost the entire length of time it's been a co-op.
Yeah, actually, when I got there, it wasn't even a co-op. It was inchoate. It was a group of just a small group of people starting out, and what we had was a ghost town or a ghost resort. You know, all of these structures that go back to the 1920s and 30s, but the place had been abandoned and protected behind barbed wire for a decade. So you know, lots of broken windows and broken roofs. And a group of us, a very small group of us, came together and just lived and worked there for some years to bring it up to code legal so that we could actually begin to offer programs, retreats, conferences, invite people there legally, which is what we're doing now.
And was that originally what that place was all about? Was it like a resort? Or
It was a famous resort back in 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. Breitenbusch was very well known in Oregon and in the West. And then in the 20s, in the roaring 20s, is when all of these buildings and, you know, the Olympic-sized swimming pool were built. And it became, you know, fabulous sort of successful center based on healing and on having fun.
And in speaking of healing, I mean, you just can't beat the geothermal that you have at Breitenbusch. I mean, isn't that one of the biggest geothermal places anywhere?
Breitenbusch Hot Springs is the largest collection or the concentration of hot springs in the entire Western Cascades. It's the it's second only in the state of Oregon to what's happening down in Klamath Falls, where they're actually heating an entire town using geothermal heat. And the OIT, the Oregon Institute of Technology, wow, is based down there. And that is one of the huge, yeah, it's a global research center for geothermal, for hot springs, right next to Reykjavik over there in Iceland, which is also, they heat their city with geothermal. So Oregon really has deep roots in geothermal technology, hot springs. But people love hot springs. Most people don't think of it as geothermal. They just like to get into the hot springs.
No, but I think of it as energy, because having stayed at Breitenbusch many times, I just admired the way that you can generate your own electricity.
From the river.
You have your own source of heat from the hot springs.
Yeah.
And then you use the electricity to move that water around through radiators.
Right.
And it really works. I mean, those cabins are toasty warm, even if there's 3 feet of snow outside.
That is true. It's really wonderful.
And with no insulation.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, I have the window open. It's just an amazing thing. What you've done in terms of like energy and sustainable community, we kind of relies on a good source of cheap energy that's not carbon fossil fuel.
Agreed. And that from the time that we began, that has been our, it's been part of our mission, is to live as self-reliant. Nobody is self-sufficient, because we all breathe the same air, and the air doesn't stop at the borders of countries or at the borders of, you know,
or the temperature.
Exactly. You know, we live on the planet. We all do. So we're not self-sufficient, but we're highly self-reliant, as self-reliant as we possibly can be,
right,
both for our own selves and to create a model for
society.
Right.
And well, not only that, in order to provide an environment and provide services for.
Yeah.
How many people can stay there at a time?
Well, it really depends on the group, but we have anywhere from 100 to 200 people there usually at any given time. Sometimes,
I think it's fantastic. I think you've done a fantastic job. You must have been doing a fantastic job as business director, considering how busy it is and how low your vacancy rate is these days.
I think it isn't me. I think it's what Breitenbusch actually represents to people.
Well, it's the quality of everything Breitenbusch is doing, and I'm just giving you credit on behalf of Breitenbusch.
Well,
so try to be receptive.
Thank you.
Okay. And you know, that's you're so generous too, on top of all of your other sterling qualities. The fact that the Breitenbusch community is going to offer some kick-ass premiums in support of community radio.
Well, let's talk about that. Community radio, we call ourselves an intentional community. What does KBOO do for the city of Portland and for anybody who's in the listening range?
It's intentional.
It creates an intentional community of thinking and music sharing, and it's informational, it's communication. It's an intentional community, just using a different medium.
Right. So we have that much in common, and you guys are very generous to offer these premiums. I just want to mention what they are. If a few listeners make a pledge today of $150 or more, they can claim a premium in the form of a gift certificate for Breitenbusch Hot Springs that's worth $100, which they can use for any services Breitenbusch offers, including a room rental or massage, etc. You know, there's not too many limits on it at all.
No, it's cash. It's script.
It's script, yeah. And it's such a, it just makes like supporting Pathways and KBOO a no-brainer. Thanks to you. Thanks to you. I want to thank you for your generosity and for the generosity of Breitenbusch. And I want to give the number to our listeners so that they can take advantage of this, because there's only a few of them. And the number is 503-232-8818, which is Pledge Central. Mm-hmm. A long distance is 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. I hope some people will call, not just because they want to go to Breitenbusch, which is a fantastic idea, but moreover because they want to support unique programming on the airwaves,
yes,
which is always in danger of being stamped out. And I'm very proud of what Tom Park and I have created with Pathways, because we get to spend time and bring into the community through the airwaves quality minds like yourself.
Thank you.
So let's talk about these alternative consciousness centers. That's what I like to call them.
Okay.
I mean, have you know, there's Findhorn, there's Esalen, there's Breitenbusch. How many of them are there worldwide, do you think?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that, just to talk about that a little bit, a holistic education center, which is maybe what I call it, but I like your term, alternative.
Holistic education is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's, I have a friend who lives at Findhorn, and I meet her every year at the center's gathering. And I'll talk about the center's gathering in a second, but, excuse me. She calls her center and these centers universities of the soul. And you might contrast that with regular universities of the mind. Holistic education centers are centers. They're worldwide. There's a lot of them. More than I don't know that anybody actually knows the answer to your question. How many of them are there? And in fact, new ones form up all the time. And every once in a while, some of them go away. But back in 1962. The two most famous ones were founded. That would be Findhorn in Scotland.
Right.
And I think most people have heard of the Findhorn Foundation.
Right.
And also Esalen, which is this fabulous center down on the California coast in Big Sur. And I know you've been there.
I've been there, yeah, many times.
These centers host teachers, thinkers, educational opportunities for people year-round.
Right.
And quite often these, I mean, some of the workshops, events, they'll last for a weekend or a week.
Just like Breitenbusch, really.
Just like Breitenbusch, exactly.
Yeah.
What it does is it brings people together in common cause to go deeply into a subject. And those subjects range, there's just a wide range. So what is happening educationally is a unity at Breitenbusch, for instance. It's a unity of nature and of an intentional exploration into spirit, into what is career, true career, how do we create meaning in the world, how do we actually have fun with that which enlivens our life.
So do you think that this movement of people want to go to consciousness expanding or holistic healing oriented events is growing or shrinking?
It's growing. That's
how
really
can you
interesting
tell?
Well, one of the ways is I go to this event every year. It's called the Center's Gathering.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every May, and administrators, program directors from various centers from around the world, particularly around the Western world recently, you know, come together, and each year it's at a different center. So 4 years ago it was at Breitenbusch. 2012, Esalen. Not Esalen, excuse me, 2012, Findhorn. And so on. These events take place on an annual basis, and people come representing various centers, and it's interesting to see the centers that are represented, and with each year, more centers are represented. We had IONS here a year or so. That's the Institute of Noetic Sciences. So different centers coming in and speaking about their mission and how they do it. Some are urban-based. Some are out deeply out in the wilderness, nature.
Like Breitenbusch.
Like Breitenbusch. Some have been around for decades, and some are forming up as we speak.
You know my biggest beef with Breitenbusch? No Wi-Fi.
That's by design, man. That's an intentional thing.
Yeah, why is that? To justify that to a modern consumer.
You want me to justify
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well,
what is the design?
Yeah, the design behind that is there's also no television, no radio,
no
radio. Cell phone.
You can't even get a radio.
Yeah, you know, so what are you going to do? Oh, my God, it's quiet out here.
Now the river makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, you can't check your stock portfolio. You can't look at what...
And that's a good thing?
I think it is. You know, you take a break for a couple of days, and then you listen to the noise inside of your mind, and then you start making sense out of that.
Well, that'll be the day.
And you, but you begin to meet people from around the world who are doing the most fascinating things.
Right.
And you find yourself doing the most fascinating things with them. And you might be up half the night in some hot springs meeting somebody, or in the steam sauna,
yeah,
or in the library, or in the sanctuary. There's all these places.
Right.
The place never closes down. There's no locked doors.
You know, sometimes when I go to Breitenbusch, or Esalen for that matter, it just depends on what weekend I have free. I don't even care what workshops are there.
Yeah.
There's something good, you know,
yeah,
and there's going to be something good, but I can do a personal retreat. And it's like you say, to get away from being the normal wired level.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a real kind of like a mental fast.
Yes, and fasting is good for you, Paul.
Yeah, fasting is cleansing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about for a second the Breitenbusch Eco Fund, because you guys have a nonprofit extension.
Yeah. The Breitenbusch Eco Fund, originally it was called the Breitenbusch Foundation, and who knows, people may have heard of that, you know, from a decade ago. It's had a lot of different projects over the years. By the way, there are two nonprofit extensions, or that you can't call a nonprofit an extension of a for-profit. And
that's right. I didn't mean
you
that.
Know, so the co-op is technically
if
a
anybody
for-profit.
From the IRS is listening, I didn't mean that literally.
Yeah. Thank you for that clarification. And the Breitenbusch Co-op, which is technically a for-profit, operates completely like a nonprofit. I mean,
right,
you know, people
right.
actually look at us and say, "Why are you organized as a co-op?" And there are reasons for that too, but we operate like a nonprofit. And then there are the two other nonprofits, the Breitenbusch Eco Fund and the Breitenbusch Fire Department, known affectionately as the BFD. But let's talk about the Breitenbusch Eco Fund, because you asked about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know
about the fire department.
Yes.
They're just sitting around waiting for a fire.
Yeah, well, actually, they do search and rescue.
And oh, they
you,
do?
Every year, somebody thinks, a year or so ago, two women took off on a hike into the ancient forest from Breitenbusch. A beautiful hike. They left yeah. in the afternoon.
Devil's Peak?
Towards Devil's Peak. And up, you know, they wanted to get to the beautiful vistas. They got lost. They didn't think about it. They were wearing sandals. It was like on a warm October day. But guess what happened in that cold October night? They got lost. They didn't follow the trail. They went off trail. They were making their way by the light of a cell phone that was closely down when our search and rescue team found them. And they were going the wrong direction. They were walking uphill, not downhill. And they were walking up and away from the hot springs towards the wilderness, towards the Mount Jefferson wilderness
area.
Oh my God. And, you know, towards the snow. You know, so anyway, there's search and rescue, there's waiting for the fire, there's there are all kinds of things. But again, that's the BFD, and that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a valuable.
And it's
I
a
mean,
valuable.
With all the fires out that can happen, and
yeah.
that community could go up in flames so fast.
Actually, Breitenbusch is known as a WUI, and that's a technical term, a wildland urban interface, WUI, a WUI.
Wow.
Look it up. Breitenbusch is a WUI that is so far out in the wilderness. I mean, we're off the grid. And we were told recently by the Detroit Ranger that we hold our destiny in our hands in terms of just survival, because it won't be a matter of if, it's a matter of when a massive forest fires could come through the Breitenbusch watershed area, through the wilderness. It happens every year, there's fires around us, and so we're prepared for that, and we have to be
well,
through our volunteer fire department as well as search and rescue and all those kinds of things. With the Eco Fund, for instance, has raised money, and then somebody like Noah Levine. Noah Levine, his father was Stephen Levine. Stephen Levine's famous for writing so many books, leading so many retreats, meditation-type retreats, and working with death and dying. I mean, Stephen Levine worked deeply with Ram Dass and with the prison, the project. You know, there's a lot of history there. Noah Levine, his son, a punker. You know, he's got half his teeth kicked in from being in fights. He's pierced. He's tattooed. This guy has been through it, and now he's a premier Dharma teacher, and he's written a book called Dharma Punks, P-U-N-X, Dharma Punks, and that book was that book. Actually, I had my wild child, my daughter, who's now 22, but man, she was going through it when she was a teenager. She got a hold of the book Dharma Punks, met Noah Levine at Brighton Bush. Well, in any case. You know, and he's talking about Dharma as the most revolutionary act. We're talking about the revolution of consciousness and how that plays with your own relationship with society. You know, particularly if you find yourself, you know, on the other side of normalcy somehow.
Well, that gets back to alternative consciousness.
Yes.
Centers.
Yes.
Do you see centers like Brighton Bush and Esalen playing a bigger role in society going forward?
Actually, it's happening. It is happening. We're into what I think is a double dip recession, which is, you know, a nice term for hard times. You know, the corporations are raking in billions in excess profits, and there's 20 million people out of work. We talk about a 9.6 or 9.7 unemployment rate, about 10 million people, but there's at least double that. You know. Who are, most of them are off the rolls, and yet
are not looking for work.
Yeah, they're not looking. They're giving up, or they're chronically underemployed.
Selling meth.
Whatever it is, we could talk about that. But people do come to Brighton Bush, and not just the wealthy. We have our own scholarship programs. We support KBOO in these pledge drives. It brings all kinds of people from the community.
Which is just a strengthening thing.
Yes. It's socioeconomic classes from, you know.
So we're really kind of doing you a favor by giving you this opportunity to donate these thank you gifts.
You found out our true method, the method to our madness.
Well,
thank you.
It's a win-win.
It is.
Because really, these are great thank you gifts for anybody who pledges today during this pledge drive. We have four of these things.
Yeah.
And there are $100 gift certificates to Brighton Bush for staying overnight or having a massage while you're there, whatever you want to use them for, pretty much.
Yeah.
There. All you have to do is make a pledge of $150 or more to KBOO and Pathways, which you can do by calling the number right now or by going to the website kboo.fm. It's easy to do via the web, and I believe you can claim your thank you gift there too. The number is 503-232-8818. Or long distance, 877-500-5266. And if you are listening to us over the web, call the 877 number. Because there are people all around the world that listen to Pathways. Yeah. We're so gratified to be able to do this. Tom and I were volunteers. There's no pay here. This is community radio.
This is.
And we volunteer because we care about freedom of information. We care about bringing a specialized kind of information that is also about alternative consciousness.
Yes.
This is why Pathways and Brighton Bush have so much in common.
It's true.
And why you're so willing to give us these thank you gifts, which people from the Pathways show will come to Brighton Bush. Maybe they've already been there. It doesn't matter. We need support for community radio. That's basically what the pledge drive is about.
Mm-hmm.
But we're happy to support Brighton Bush indirectly just by talking about what you do, because it's so good for everybody.
Well, and I'll just notice something out loud here. Many of the people that you've interviewed over the years have also come to Brighton Bush as teachers or have participated in programs, co-taught things.
Many of them.
So you know, we're in the same business of bringing forward great ideas.
New information.
Information, spirit, you know, and all of that. Going back to a previous question,
let me give out that number one more time.
Please do.
Okay, 503-232-8818. That is the pledge line. Please call. Make a pledge. If you can't do the 120, do a 40, do a 60. We have all these different levels. You can do less than 40. You can do 25. Just do something, please, to support the media of your community. And that's what KBOO is. And for Pathways listeners, that's what Pathways is. It's also what Brighton Bush is. But you can take advantage of this incredible, generous gifts offered by Brighton Bush to encourage people to support community radio like they do by calling 503-232-8818 or doing it on the web at kboo.fm. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to answer that question. You asked about the Brighton Bush Eco Fund, a nonprofit affiliate, you might say, to Brighton Bush. And what the Eco Fund has the opportunity of doing is their generous donations that come into the Eco Fund. The Eco Fund then turns that money around. And for instance, I mentioned Noah Levine. The Eco Fund made it possible for some people, some street kids actually, from Portland and Seattle to be able to come to Brighton Bush, all expenses paid.
I love it.
Attend Noah Levine's workshop. One of them was just getting ready for his prison sentence, you know, but he could go into that experience with the whole idea of how do you meditate? How do you center yourself so that you can actually, you know, the revolution happens inside, it's within, it really won't be televised, it happens within the individual, and then things happen socially. So
that's fantastic. So that's the Brighton Bush Eco Fund.
And that's the Brighton Bush Eco Fund.
Well, I'm glad we mentioned it because it's just another dimension of what these alternative consciousness communities do.
Right.
And Brighton Bush is like one of the leading ones in the world. We're about to run out of time here. I want to remind our listeners how they can support KBOO and also take advantage of the beauty of Brighton Bush. But thank you very much for being on the show, Peter.
It's such a pleasure.
It was totally a pleasure. We'll do it again sometime. So for our people who may have tuned in late, this is Paul O'Brien on the Pathways program. By the way, what's the Brighton Bush website?
BrightonBush.com, www.BrightonBush.com.
So please go there to check out what we've been talking about today. We've been talking with Peter Moore, a founding member of the Brighton Bush community and the director of the Brighton Bush Eco Fund. And you can also go to our website at kboo.fm or call now to make a pledge, 503-232-8818, or long distance is 877-500-5266. We've got these fantastic thank you gifts for anyone who can afford to make a pledge of $150 or more. It's a $100 gift certificate to Brighton Bush, the intentional community in Central Oregon and the old growth forest where you can't get radio, you can't get cell phone, and there's no Wi-Fi.
Wow, what an experience.
Yeah, it's an experience. I love it. I've been going there for 30 years, and I just think it's a great thing that you're doing, Peter.
Thank you.
I want to thank our listeners for tuning into Pathways and some of you for making a pledge. Pathways is made possible in part by a grant from the Divination Foundation. Information at www.divination.com. That's divination.com. So please give us a call now. Support community radio. Support Pathways. Let Tom and I know that you care about what we're doing. You can listen to the podcasts anytime you want or share them with friends at divination.com or kboo.fm, and a lot of people do that. It's really fantastic. Call now, though, to make a pledge, and the number is 503-232-8818. 503-232-8818. You can take advantage of the Brighton Bush gift certificate as a thank you gift if you make a $150 pledge. But there are thank you gifts for just about every pledge level. It's not really about the thank you gifts. It's about community radio. It's about freedom of information. It's about integrity and service. And so we hope that you will be a part of it. We hope that you will join us in supporting these important ideals in a world that's getting crazier and more chaotic every day. And thank God there are oases like Breitenbusch where we can go take a retreat,
truly,
do a mental fast, regain a higher level of sanity.
And have a lot of fun.
And have a lot of fun. So please call 503-232-8818.